Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. God bless you. This is Bishop Poole again with Doctrine of Truth. We're always happy to have you. Amen. Call a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always desire to have the grassroots level of understanding from each and every caller. Your call is very important. We never give out your name or your but we love to have you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Father, we thank you, O God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance upon every caller, O God, in the name of Jesus, because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for looking upon us and those that desire to know your words, those that desire to know more about you. Amen. Because Paul said there's no depth, there's no width, O God, in you. And we're always seeking to be more and more like you and being a part of you. We rebuke Satan's hand, every hindered spirit, oh God, every spirit that's trying to stop every movement, amen, of spiritual growth in the name of Jesus. Though it might be educational or financial, amen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing like you and your word. And we thank you. We thank you. God bless you. This is the Doctrine of Truth. We're always happy to have you and you. And there's some that are calling and getting their friends together. Amen. And some that sometimes you can use this as well as for Bible study and sharing with others. Amen. That's why when we say when you call in, amen, you don't have to give your name. You can just give your last four digits. We call and we'll give you the area code and last four digits of your phone. This discussion in this study is about how to know God. How to know God. Amen. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, people can be involved, amen, in movies and relationships, but really don't know the person in depth. Amen. They know about things. They know they're heard of. amen, and they really didn't take time, amen, to really get involved, amen, in God themselves. They know about, amen, distance. They know about, they heard about heaven. Amen. They heard about the brand new cars. They heard about the mansions. They heard about people being rich and, amen, and healthy and good relationships. But to really, if they had the opportunity, they themselves be hindered for some reason. They really didn't take time or energy to really put themselves involved. Amen. What we are discussing here, amen, the gospel according to John, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, amen. I'm quite sure many more will have other studies, amen. They have other scriptures, amen, because of the fact that God has blessed us in this program, have many prayerful partners, amen, that's involved in this broadcast. But let's look at 1 John as a starter. And the format is, amen, to kick off the understanding of where this study is going. And many times we have far-reaching revelation God give us, amen. If Paul had found, amen, there are some movements among the church, even like it was in Corinthian times, amen, he had found that grace is here, amen. Grace is here, so we don't have to worry about anything we do because we're saved. We're saved, amen. And many times the idea of purity and love, amen, they're held out, amen. And the readers of the gift of God, the communications, and the revelation, the reality, the possibility that people are born again, and though the forgiveness of sins, amen, and they don't have to worry about, it's like a catch-22. I can do anything now. I'm born again. I've got a child of God, amen, and I don't have to worry anymore about God releasing me, getting rid of me, or confusing me, anything I say. I'm part of the family. I'm in the family of God, and you see it. You see it because the enemy spreads discord among the brethren. Proverbs 6 chapter talk about the 7 things God hates. Amen. And sometimes you find, and it confuses, maybe especially the babes in Christ who want to come to Christ. And they don't share. They see people, they won't share how they got where they are in Christ, how they're able to stand under persecution, trials and tribulation. So they fall back. They still love God. They want to be with God, but they understand the theology of some of the saints. They have some of the different movements that goes on, and not realizing that's what the enemy is about. Amen. He is about, amen, discord and confusion and schism. And here is the Apostle John here. We're going to read a portion of 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Apostle John, amen. Not John the Baptist, but Apostle John, amen. He approached the subject about, amen, outworking of love. You need to show the outworking of love. God showed the outworking of love. God, amen, to know God, you need to work. You need to do something toward your brother. Bottom line, you cannot walk this world. And do not approach your brother or sister. Don't tell them about church. Don't tell them about how you feel, amen, how you was delivered. Why you don't do what you do anymore, and they don't understand the new lifestyle. Amen. 1 John, here, 3rd chapter, say, by this we know, because he laid down his life for us, we also ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whosoever has this world's goods and see his brother in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in words or in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandments, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now, there are rules and regulations, brethren. There are rules and regulations. We're not told exempt because we accepted Christ, amen, and we got our ticket and we just laying around on the tree and sunning and laying around under the tree and we're just taking our time and amen. Anything come up, we can say this, that, and the other because we made it. We made it. You made it. Amen. So God still has rules and regulations for us, for his believers, for his followers. He still has some instructions for us to follow. Amen. Even we here. Amen. We here on earth. And we still have instructions. God has instructions for us. And one of the things that he wanted to exhibit is the caring, the part of the gospel. How you care now since you accepted him. How you are compassionate now since you accepted him. Amen. You're concerned now since you accepted him. Amen. Amen. People see a change. They see a glow. Amen. There's a hope now since you accepted him. Amen. Even though it rains, storm, hurricane, tornado, but you still have a glimpse of hope. Amen. Since you accepted him. So God wants to show that. He wants to show that. And this is what we kind of focusing on. Amen. In this study, how to know God. Amen. How to know him. Can you just sit back and say, I know how to drive a car. Amen. So when you get in the car, amen, and you begin to pull off and you have to learn. Every car you get in is different. Amen. Until you learn how to move into it. So how to learn of God. Maybe we should say how to learn God. Amen. How to reach out to him through our brethren. Amen. All right. God bless you. As always, the lines are open. You can push one on the phone and our technician will bring you in. And as God begins to move on, you might have a question. You might have seen something. You have our lines are always, amen, we always address subjects that we don't really have the full answer. Somebody will come up with the answer or give you a prayerful, amen, insight on how to get the answer, scripture, amen. So you have a vision or dream you want to share. You don't have to share your name. Like I say, once you push one on your phone, the studio will bring you up. Amen. We'll mention your area code and your last four digits. Amen. And if you want to testify or say anything concerning, amen, the love of God, the love of God. Amen. Do you think it's relevant today, amen, to love, amen, God continuously? Can we get around it? Amen. Many other ways you can approach this subject. So we'd like to hear your input, amen, at this time. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-236-2252. 215-8816. 1-855-236-2252. Or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. The Apostle John has said that, amen, if you see your brother in need, amen, and how, all right, we have an area code 954-4427. All right, God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop, and blessed to
God
call.
Bless you.
Blessed to call. It is a blessing to have the call so that there's a place for people to come and share the word each week.
Yeah.
Always great topics. And this is so dear because, you know, I imagine that people think that you have to be a great scholar and went to went to school and studied a lot to know God, but
mm-hmm.
the thing that any person need to know is that knowing God is no different than your first boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
When the first boyfriend or girlfriend, you studied everything you could about one another, and you couldn't get enough of each other. You would be on the phone long hours, and when after hours, neither one would hang up. And knowing God is the same way. Especially when you've been here a little while, and you had a lot of difficult times in your life, and you never seem to know which way to go, or couldn't put your finger on what was the right thing to do. That's when you begin to search and try to find out who is God, and knowing that all the answers that you need in life are in God. So you begin to pursue God, and on your own, you start opening up His Word, and right there by yourself, you begin to search and hunger for Him and chase after Him. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit will help you along. It's simply
mm-hmm.
because the desire you have in you to know God, and if you take the initiative, the Holy Spirit will come along with it and help you out. And won't be long, you'll start to feel that I do know a little something about God now. You know, the disciples, they didn't know anything when they first started walking with Jesus, other than the fact that he invited them to come walk, go along with him. And as they went along, they began to learn him. And the same way we learn one another, it's the same way we got to learn the Lord. We got to search. We got to come alongside, and we got to put some interest in it. We got to do something. We got to want Him. You really got to want it. So, and knowing God is no different. At first, you got to have the desire within you to know Him, and the rest will come along as you study His Word.
All right. Okay. As well, always that. Amen. You always set the program, and amen, and push us out. Amen. We're getting a little out there in the deep in the ocean now. We always say we're leaving the shore. Amen. And one of the things, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle John, was stressing, amen, when God bless you, amen, he said, whosoever, amen, has this world goods, amen. That means, amen. God definitely going to give you something. I mean, knowing Him, that can be an area, amen, that in growing times, God will definitely going to meet your need to a certain extent. He's going to meet your need. Somehow, amen, somebody going to testify somebody's going to walk up to you, amen, and I and those that are listening, amen, are going to obey God and say, you know, this was put on my heart. And the Apostle John was addressing about your conscience. Amen. You pass somebody and you see a brother, you talk to somebody in service, amen, the church, a community, whatever, and it falls on your conscience, falls on your spirit. Amen. I need you to go out there and help God, Holy Spirit. So I need you to go out there. I need you to, amen, be an ambassador now. I want you to be a tool for me. Amen. I want you to go out there and help this brother, help this sister, help this mother. Amen. And you cannot shut up your compassion. Amen. The 18th verse, my children, let us not love in word, in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. Amen. Maybe somebody's listening where you thank God somebody came around and didn't turn their compassion against you. Amen. Maybe thank God for that. Amen. I can verify that. That's, amen. Maybe somebody has waiting on God. He will send somebody. Somebody gonna obey. Amen. Somebody got compassion, and the gospel, this letter, Apostle Paul said, now listen, Apostle John said, now listen, amen, if you want to really get deep in God, become a giver of what you have, of what you have. All right, I'm going to get cranked up here a little bit more, but amen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. You. Have God done something for you? Or you feel that you're closer now? Amen. It is important. It's not being said enough, taught enough, that we need to be givers. God give to you that you can give to others. Amen. God give to you that you can give to others. All right. The lines are open. 855-236-2252. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And compassion. Amen. He said, how dwell the love of God in you? How dwell the love of God in that you're confessing and saying, but you haven't reached out yet. You're so close to, amen, the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees, amen, because they say one thing, but they don't do it. They say one thing and do something else. Amen. And Jesus told them one time, Jesus said, how you say, Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? Amen. So that is approach there we have to look at. In time like these. All right. Amen. We're praying for those that now is in this broadcast that, you know, is going forth, and some of our brothers and sisters are in need. We don't know where the storm had hit. There are so many different people. Amen. They are believers. Amen. And do accept Christ and have accepted Christ. And there will be somebody, amen, have goods. Barnabas had a lot of goods, amen, and that you can share. Amen. Goods are not necessarily defined in food stuff. I mean, you can have clothing, amen. You can have tractors, and sometimes you can have just plain information to share with people. How to go about, amen, by helping them, by information, how to get good, because your compassion, the compassion that you should have now, amen, the love that you have, amen, showing God, showing God. That is a God. Amen. Okay, we have another caller, 786 area code 2540. It's the last four digits. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
I just wondering whether am I connected here?
Oh yeah, you. I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm listening at the program, and previous caller, and sort of was what he was saying was called was agreeing with what I was just thinking, and I find that God says He give us the desires of our heart.
All right.
He said, you can have the desires of your heart, but now there must be a connector in you before you can get the desires of your heart. And that connector is in Christ Jesus. And see, God is, he's to be revealed. You can't study about him and just in the physical go after him. In the physical, if you really want to know God, you got to shut your senses down. And pretty much that's what fasting is about. Fasting is not for God. You see, fasting is for us. You see, to bring these old bodies under subjection. And I find from experience, I don't understand it, but now you call on God, he'll answer, especially when you need him. Ain't that so?
Yes.
When you about to lose all hope, you about to burn your candle to the limits, that's where you'll get to learn God. That's where he shows up. And I was just thinking about Philippians that, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. And just dawn on me, if you connected, you don't get no supply. If you're not connected, you don't get no supply. But if you're connected, listen at God, you can get what you desire and what you need and don't even have to call. See, because he said, I supply all your. He didn't say, call on me, and then I supply. So what I'm trying to say is, in Christ Jesus is where the Father is revealed. Christ reveals, in Christ Jesus, God is revealed. And when you understand how we suffer with him, then we'll reign. In other words, when we are suffering, when we are serving and going through, you understand what I'm saying? God will reveal himself to you. He'll blow your mind. It's beyond what we're able to think we can ask, you see, because he's far in the outer bounds of the physical. Amen. You really think of it, you can't comprehend him. So this is why we shout with praise and give him the glory, because we are constantly surprised. It ain't that you knew he was going to do that. You know, some say, I got strong faith. No, no, no. He did that to prove your faith. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm weighing in to say, that I experienced that I can call on him, but it's something got to click in your spirit, man. Something got to connect to move God. You see what I'm saying? Something got to reach out. And so if you understand what I'm saying, he said, you seek me, you'll find me. Is he here? No, he ain't here, but that's just him. You see what I'm saying? You seek him, you ask, he said, you can receive. You seek me, you'll find. You see, you knock and the door be open. But see, this is all of our efforts. Listen, everything, Bishop, is made for us. You see what I'm saying? But you the one got to initiate. If you want to be saved, you got to call. You got to ask Jesus. You got to talk to him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't care how sick you are. Listen, he ain't hard of hearing. You so mm-hmm. sick you can't hardly talk. You can just whisper. Listen, just mm-hmm. Jesus. And he'll reveal God to you. You won't get to know the whole ordeal until you really need him. When you need him, he ain't far from you. The word teaches us he's in your mouth. You see what I'm saying? Just speaking.
Yeah.
So people who are listening today, everybody got trouble, you see. And God knows what trouble you're facing. He knows. But what he waiting on me to call him and say, Lord, you see what I'm saying? So this is how we get to need him. We get to learn more and more about him because as we need, he reveals himself to us. Now, don't tell me if you hungry and you got no money and somebody give you just a regular piece of bread, that don't make you happy. You get the point? This is God. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very good as always. Amen. You brought some insight into her Holy Spirit. It took me back in the garden. I always like to say, let's go back in the garden.
Yes, sir.
God told Adam. He told Adam, say, now listen, Adam. Everything you name. Amen. Other words, I'm gonna go along with it.
Uh-huh.
Now, mm-hmm. in Adam, he put a lot of free will, free reign in him. And just to piggyback on what you were saying, amen, God give us speech, give us knowledge, and what we have is so powerful, amen, that speech and that knowledge and that free will to call on him, amen, to speak to him out of sincerity. Amen. He's not going to take that. He's not going to take it away. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You hit on something here that, like the Apostle John was talking about. Amen. Almost like now we say we're robots. There's so many different viewpoints about people talk about grace. Amen. And they don't need to do this. They don't need to do this. But you still have to. Amen. God going to bless you. You have power, you're stable, and he said, okay, now, you have something, I gave you something, I want you to share it with somebody else and share what we're sharing now, tell that brother, like you're saying, brother, I know you need something, I know this, that, and the other. God can give you your heart desire, but you got to say something.
You got to
speak out. Love not going to overpower you, like Paul said. Love is kind and gentle. Amen. Amen. All right, because if you start doing that, and the enemy will fall right back, the devil will come up with all kind of accusations. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless you, Doctor, as well. Amen. We're rolling pretty good here. We're turning the corner in the latter part. Amen. We always look down and say, oh, we done turned the corner here. We need someone else to come on in now and share. Amen. For those that are in Christ, and those are the things that we have to learn. God not going to push over your will. He wants you to learn something. Amen. And, of course, that helps build your spiritual growth. Amen. When you can stand strong, Paul said, do all the stand therefore there. All right, we have another caller at 954-4427. Amen. 954-4427 is, God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I was just talking with Pastor up in Lumberton, North Carolina, where the hurricane had hit. He's down this way. He's asking to weigh in tonight and told him to talk, and he's going to call in a moment or two. He's going to call in and touch bases with us everything. He lost the church and the home was pretty well.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Apostle Michael Fields.
Okay.
He'll be weighing in
right.
a moment or two. And so he should
all
be
right.
coming in a moment or two. And,
all right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. God bless you as well. Amen. And God, when Paul, Apostle John said something, he said that now since you have your worldly goods, many people who want God, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. Now what you going to do with it? What you going to put it up? Get another, like the farmer, amen, he had a bumper crop, and he was sitting back and he said, oh, I'm going to build me some more barns and lay up some more. I got a lot more. Amen. And Jesus was giving the parable. Say, now, listen, tonight your soul is required. Amen. So we don't want to just store up, because, amen, just keep asking God for things. And we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to show love. To show love. Amen. Not only to your family, your home, me, myself, and I. Amen. You start getting bored. And create a lot of isms and problems, amen. Because self and dealing with the flesh always want to, in the same book, amen. The Apostle Paul, Apostle John was talking about, amen. All that's in this world is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So your eyes always want some more, amen. You always want to be like this, and amen. So to keep us free in the spirit, amen, keep us free, amen, working like Jesus, amen, doing what Jesus is doing, amen. Of course, there's some out there that are not really, really deep in God, and maybe they're working on the fringes, something like Cornelius. Cornelius was a giver. He sought God. Amen. He always gave his goods. Amen. He didn't know he was on the main highway. Amen. He didn't know he was on the main stream. Amen. Showing compassion. Amen. Speaking to God through prayer. Amen. And then giving his alms to the poor and the needy. Amen. And being compassionate. And God sent an angel and talked to him. Amen. And told him where to go. Told him where to go. Go find these people. Amen. There's one chief apostle, Peter. I went by name down there in Joppa. Amen. Go down there and talk with him. Amen. And the old man Peter had to come back up here. Amen. Explain to Cornelius and give him the full insight. Amen. There are those that are probably listening in this study and don't realize there's a deeper debt that you own. You're on a path. You know, you're giving to the needy, the poor. Amen. You're reading your Bible. Amen. You're studying. And you're going to church and you begin to hunger. Amen. You begin to hunger and don't know what that hunger is. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God is drawing you. The Spirit of God is drawing you. Programs like this, amen, it can begin to grow. You begin to grow in Christ. Amen, and knowing that there's a deeper debt, and knowing God, and you find out God was having, he's compassionate. He's very compassionate. He died for the whole world. Amen, died for the whole world. All right, you know, we get started here. We don't want to take up all of your time, and our time is working here. And we always like for those that can call in, and amen, press 1 on your phone. And that'll get you right in the line here. Make a comment. Or ask a question. Amen. We're not out condemning anyone. All right. We have a 910-2987. Amen. God bless you on there.
God bless you. God bless you, sir. This is Apostle Michael Fields from Lumberton, North Carolina. And we bring you greetings from the Crossfire Connection International Ministries. So delighted to be able to be on with you tonight. Enjoyed the part of the introduction of the teaching that you were sharing there. And just like to say that we are experiencing in our city a very disastrous time there. We're experiencing the flood, historical flooding that is taking place on our particular property. We have a house there in the ministry, and we just experienced what I was told was a 14-foot surge of water that came through our property. And so our home and our ministry there was terribly affected by this. And so, you know, in the midst of all of this, God has been dropping within my spirit the importance of having faith unshakable in shakable times. And
yes,
these
sir.
Are the times that we're in, shakable times. But it is our faith and our faith in God that is only going to sustain us. And so we're just so grateful. We have lost a great amount of things there, natural things. But one thing is for sure, we did not lose our faith. We did not lose our joy. We did not lose our peace of mind. And we know that in the midst of all of it, God promised that all things are working together for his good.
All right, Apostle, we appreciate your calling. And, amen, in times like these, amen, you're a great testimony to all that are listening, amen, to be strong in the Christ. And that's what we are working for, regardless of what come up. We know God is able. Amen. Now, we want to know, amen, we're in this subject. Amen. We know you need goods, and you got to let us know what can be done on the natural part. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Show our love of God. Show our love of God towards you. Amen. What can you speak on some of the needs now?
Yes. Well, right now, everything is still underwater. The whole street there to our house and church is completely blocked off a mile in both directions. And so the biggest thing right now is basically what we need. The biggest thing right now is funding, you know, for, you know, where we're living, where we're staying. Right now we're in Daytona Beach. We're here, and so we're just in different places for the time being.
Okay. And we're going to be able to talk with you when we come off the air. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Any more that would give me a call, or we'll text out, amen, some of the things that we can do for you. Amen. And we appreciate you calling in and sharing. Amen. It's time for the brethren to show our love. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the brethren to show our love of God towards you. Amen. Since we heard about it, we've been seeing about it, and you just be encouraged, Apostle.
Amen.
And, we got you in our prayer, but not only in words only, the Apostle. But the beloved brother, that's not love in words only. We got to do something. We got to
right.
do something. We got to do something. All right. All right. God bless you. And can we reach you at this number that we see here?
Yes. Yes, you certainly can.
Okay. All right. Then anything else you want to share before we sign you off? If not, we'll be touching bases with you.
Okay. Thank you so much. We just solicit your prayers, and we pray God continue to bless you as you continue to spread the word of God around this world.
Okay, this is Apostle Fields. Can you spell your last name? Is that
Apostle Michael Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, Michael Fields. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. All right. God bless you, Apostle. Tell the family all that we're going to be, you're going to be hearing from us. God bless
you.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's very encouraging to for those of you that are listening, amen, to a true live man and woman of God, and you can strive to be as strong as he and his family is. Amen. This is the depth that we have in Christ, the comfort, the assurance, amen, that you can call on your brother and your sister, amen, and begin to say, well, you know, God not going to leave me. He's not going to let me die or be ashamed, because, amen, the apostle that said, for his name's sake, amen, Jesus that was talking, amen, and Peter that was preaching and things, said, Lord, for your name's sake, amen, to be a Christian, amen, we got to do what he did. All right. Amen. We turn it in now. We got about next 15 minutes here. We want to cut off. Might be somebody that's want to call in, amen, and give a testimony or remark, amen, about what you see or you felt that the Lord showed you or things like this. Amen. And, you know, it's assurance of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus said, the comforter, when he comes, amen. And somebody, God got some people. God got people now. Amen. The devil don't have them all. Amen. Amen. He don't have them all. And God got people that he blessed that be able to step in for a moment in time like these. Amen. Those of you that are listening, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth on the air, and let them know you wanted them to listen to this broadcast. Amen, and hear, amen, how to get closer to God by sharing of your goods and your time. Amen. You get the joy. There's joy in God. Amen. There's some things that you can do that really give the joy of your heart. Amen. In God. All right, you can dial 1-855-326-2252. 1-855-323-6-2252, or you can put 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And make your comments. Amen. And press 1 on your phone. You can also, amen, review this broadcast by going to our website. All right, we have a caller. Area code 786-2540. God bless you.
Hey, Bishop, I was just listening, and I just began to pray for that brother that was just speaking.
Yes,
and
sir.
You know, I thought of that scripture you had just previously spoke. It says, "If you see your brother have need, and shut mm-hmm. your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God." And it just goes along with the subject matter. How can you learn God? See, the love of God in us is what ignites the compassion that we have for one another. That's the secret. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Or we need a new dosage, or refill, as we say. You mm-hmm. see, because evokes righteousness in us. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Without that, we ain't nothing. You know, I see. There are times when I can hardly talk at all. But when the love of God is ignited, I speak fluent English well. You see what I'm saying? I'm able to express myself. So this is the greatest way. If you want to be led by God, you see what I'm saying? And it's back to, it's just simply really testifying to what you just said. You can have mm-hmm. everything, you see.
Yes, sir.
And God ain't going to take it from you. He'll give it to you. But what he is depending on us is to open our bowels of compassion. And the word says, especially those in the household of faith. So that's what I'm looking at right there. And I started praying for that brother already. I said, wow, boy, that's something right there. But yet God is still God. He's still on the throne. And because you lose, listen, because your body gets sick, that don't mean God ain't left you. He just waiting on you to talk to him. Just call, say, Dr. Jesus, not here. I don't even have a room number, but you know where I am. See what I'm saying? So that's right along with the subject matter tonight.
Okay, very good, very good. As well, always, amen. I caught that revelation, amen. We were talking about sickness. Say, oh, this is of God. People just go around and say, you know, saints shouldn't be sick. They're not going to be sick. And the Holy Spirit gave me that revelation. I said, Paul was a sick man. And he going around praying for sick.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
Amen. And James said, if any sick among you, call for the elders of the church. Amen. Yeah, Jesus went around healing the sick. Yeah. Amen. So we are on the line tonight. Amen. Those that are listening, they want to help. Amen. First, we got to help the brethren at home. Amen. First, amen. Help each other. Amen. Yes, we got brothers and pastors overseas. Amen. But we got to help. Amen. We got to get our feet on the ground here a little bit. Amen. That we can help our brothers and sisters. Amen. Paul was saying, you know, first to the household of faith. Amen. All right. All right, we're getting ready to almost going down here, and we'll call us. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. Push one on your phone because we're going to go into prayer. We always like to go into prayer the last 5 minutes of the broadcast. We got another 3 minutes. Amen. If you like to give a comment to encourage the Apostle Fields or many more that are listening, don't want to talk or say anything, but you have a need and you've been asking God about it. And one thing for sure, amen, one thing for sure, like the caller had said and Dr. Over said, God will show up. He done put it on his mind, somebody's mind, amen, tonight. He knows what you're about. And the scripture in the book of Romans, amen, 8, you know it, everybody know it, amen, amen, that everything worked together for good, 8:28, amen. We know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, to them who are called, amen, to his purpose. Amen. We sure the man of God, amen. God had called him to his purpose, amen. And he's going to get in a higher height and deeper depth after this condition passed through, and all the other saints that are there in Lubbock, amen. We have, amen, another author in Lubbock. He's not able to get to the phone. Amen. We spoke with him. You know, he's a Wardlaw. Amen. I'm gonna mention his name. Amen. He's going through as well. Amen. Many more. But he's one of the supporters and of this broadcast. He was not able to get to the phone. And amen. We need his prayer. He needs your prayers. Amen. And support. Amen. You can't just shut up your bowels of compassion. And we look at the Proverbs 6 talks about 6 and 6. To consider the ant. Amen. One of the powerful scriptures for us, fundraising or helping people, you do your part. And we get 500 more people to do their part. Amen. And you call a friend, tell a friend, say, you know, we have some situation here developing, amen, and have always gone through a situation, and we need your help, amen. There be some people, there's some widows, there's some children, amen. There's some people that need the God, need to see God in you, and knowing that the saints of God, amen. We're going to help. We're going to help the church, and we're going to help our help neighbors too. We're going to help those that of different color, different language, amen. Because God loved the whole world. God loved the whole world, amen. And we're going to put every little nickel and dime together. Amen, amen. We're going to put all our little funding together. Amen. You can't do it all. Don't expect to do it all. But you can tell someone else. Call someone else. Amen. Let them know that we have, amen, now a certifiable, amen, a project here that need to be supported. Amen. The research don't need to have to be done and background and all that because we know. We know about it. Amen. It's world. It's all on the radio and television. All right. Now we need three callers to come in and give us a prayer for those that are in need. Those that, amen, God been pulling them to do better. Amen. They don't know why He want them, and the enemy been telling them, amen, to do it all, but you can't do it all. All right. We're gonna go to area code 786. Last four digits, 2540. God bless you.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the broadcast on this evening. We thank you for all the callers that have called in. And we just know and do understand out of all that's going on in the world, we know you still love and care about us. Yeah. We ask your favor upon the apostle that called in tonight. We ask, oh God, that you would secure him and his family. Oh God, make things well for them. Oh Jesus, oh my God. We ask, oh God, that you would bless all those that are suffering tonight, all those that are sick. Let your spirit move in a mighty way. And oh God, that they would hear this broadcast and they would know that if they would just call out to you, they just talk to you, whisper a prayer to you, that you will hear them. Your ears are not too, my God, that you can hear the smallest cry. So tonight, this is our prayer, Father. Bless Bishop and all those that are working with this, all the callers in Jesus' precious name, to the glory and honor of God, how we thank you for delivering us, keeping us, oh God, from the fire and destruction. And we praise you for it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. With another caller. Amen. Push 1-9910-2987. You're on the air with a prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Apostle, you're on the air. God bless you. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead. All right. All right. We lost him. Amen. We need someone else to come in. Amen. And give us another prayer. Amen. We're working down the line. We need two more prayers here. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we thank you tonight, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the power of agreement. Father, we thank you for every prayer request. Father, every petition that's been sent up before you. And we thank you right now, Lord, that you're faithful as you have promised. We thank you, Lord, for meeting the needs in the lives of your people. We thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our God, that healed thee. And Father, we plead your blood tonight over each and every listener. We thank you right now, Lord, that with the stripes of Jesus that we are healed. And Father, we ask you to comfort those right now, oh God, who are in despair and fear with despondency. We ask you to lift up every hung down fear. We ask you right now, Lord God, to strengthen your leaders like never than before. Father, we cannot do it without you. We ask you to strengthen us in our going in and our
All right, God bless you. Go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can get this program again. God bless you all. God bless you, and God bless you. Amen. Jesus loves you, and we do too.